My last minute used college admissions rates to anchor a discussion of gameable metrics. Every metric is probably gameable to some degree, but the ease and extent to which a metric can be gamed is both wildly variable and pretty important to understand. Metrics can go wrong for all sorts of reasons, though. And that post on gameability brought back to my mind a discussion from the Digital Analytics Hub on content consumption metrics. One of the real challenges that content sites face is how to provide feedback on the success of articles or content. The most natural metric for doing this is how often the article is read or consumed. Consumption isn't just natural. It makes sense as a content metric. Not every writer is comfortable with readership metrics, but if you're a content creator, your function, presumably, is to give people content they consume. And usually, that's also what pays the bills. So there's a natural inclination to tell squeamish creators, just get over it. But it turns out that content consumption as a metric doesn't actually work very well. And the reason is interestingly related to, but quite different than gameability. When you use consumption as a metric, your content creators tend to pay attention. They begin to build content that maximizes consumption. Well, that's the point, isn't it? Unfortunately, this has the inevitable effect of creating a race to the bottom for content, where the bottom is clickbait articles with catchy hooks and garbage content. Now, that's fine if that's your brand, I guess, but if your core brand and readership are looking for something else, you're going to start to erode your content brand, even as you grow eyeballs. Those eyeballs aren't your target consumers. They have zero loyalty to your site. And over time, you're going to shed your loyal content consumers, people who might enjoy the occasional clickbait, but didn't come to you looking for that. Content consumption as a metric isn't very good at measuring that. In effect, you're amortizing your content brand, chasing eyeballs. It's not gameability, because your content creators are doing exactly what your metric asks them to do. But the metric turns out to be tactically correct and strategically disastrous. Unfortunately, this tendency to overuse tactical short-term metrics at the expense of metrics that are better aligned to long-term business strategy is common, and in some ways, it's even more insidious than gameability because it's less obviously corrupting. There are a couple of approaches to doing content consumption metrics better, and there are lessons to be learned even if that's not your issue. I'll tackle them in my next minute.